Good afternoon, everybody. Today, I wanted to jump into the benefits of a plant-based diet, the health benefits specifically. And the reason I'm doing this is that I have gotten a lot of questions specifically about, well, what are the health benefits of a plant-based diet? Well, I will share that I went on a plant-based diet starting 12 years ago because of tremendous benefits I saw in one of my patients when I accidentally said, stop eating meat and dairy. And maybe I'll share that story at another time, but let's highlight the 10 most beneficial reasons to start a plant-based diet, at least health-wise. You know me, I like lists, so I'm going to pull up mine here, right? So let's just talk about what is a plant-based diet. So really, a whole food plant-based diet, not even just a plant-based diet. So remember, there's different types of plant-based diet. There's unhealthy and healthy, just like there can be healthier omnivorous diets, but there's definitely healthier plant-based diets, and there's junk food vegan diets, right? So you could be eating a lot of ultra-processed foods, even though there's no trace of animal products, but that can make you very ill. So we're talking about a whole food plant-based diet, right? So foods primarily from plant foods, closer to the way they came packaged from Mother Nature, the better, and eating a wide variety of whole plant foods. And this means variety of different categories, legumes, beans, lentils, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and a diversity of colors. So you really want to think about the rainbow. And you could even make that a game with your kiddos. You could do, okay, do we eat all the categories of plants, and how many colors did we eat today? Because each of those categories and each of those colors will have different things that we call phytonutrients, different antioxidants, minerals, vitamins, and all sorts of good things to nourish a healthy body. So number one on my list is addressing the number one killer of Americans, men and women, is heart health. So, plant-based diets are associated with a lower risk of heart disease thanks to low levels of saturated fats, their high fiber content, and amazing nutrients like potassium and antioxidants. You'll see cholesterol drop. I mean, I've seen cholesterol drop 120 points in 30 days. You will see triglycerides improve, lots of good stuff. A lot of things, of course, will contribute to your heart health, including nutrition, but there's other things as well. It is multifactorial, but from my experience and 20 years being a physician and 12 of those plant-based focus, I would say this is a game changer because it addresses hypertension, cholesterol, and inflammation, which all contribute to heart disease. So if you have heart disease or know someone you love who's dealing with it, check that out. Number two is weight management, right? So I have a course called The Psychology of Weight Loss because it's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to be able to stick to it on the mindset piece. But let's talk about what the plants do for you. So these diets are typically lower in calories. They're high in fiber. And that really helps you maintain or keep a healthier weight or lose weight because it promotes satiety and reduces your overall calorie intake. Because these foods, if the whole plant food is going to be less calorie dense than some of the ultra processed foods and some of your animal product foods. One caveat to that, you may be inclined to think that you may want to consume oil. Remember, oil is the most calorie dense food that you can have. It's literally liquid fat. It's 120 calories per tablespoon. So if you do use that and you're wanting to lose weight, use it very sparingly, but I would encourage you not to because you can absolutely eat a very healthy whole food plant-based diet, get healthy fats from things like avocados, the whole nuts and seeds, and do very well. You don't need oils to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And it is a processed food. Next, diabetes prevention and management. I mean, I have seen so many people with diabetes reverse their diabetes, reverse pre-diabetes, reverse insulin resistance. Absolutely incredible. So it improves your insulin sensitivity by basically removing the elements that actually cause the insulin resistance that lead to prediabetes and diabetes. Of course, weight loss is a big piece of that. But even in someone who's considered a normal weight, if they are insulin resistant, we tweak their diet, get them eating a healthier anti-inflammatory plant-based diet, absolutely you'll see some improvement in blood sugar numbers. There are some caveats to that. There are some patients that I've seen who have more of a latent onset of type 1.5 diabetes. That may be someone who's eating a very strict, healthy, whole food plant-based diet, thin, healthy weight, active, and they still have elevated blood sugars. That's a different type of case and really should be under the care of someone who knows what they're doing. And I'm happy again to see patients. I see patients in all 50 states. I'm licensed in all 50 states and DC, and have a real love for diabetes. So anyway, there's that for you. Next is cancer risk reduction, right? So a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables and whole grains has really been linked to a decreased risk of certain types of cancer, particularly those in the digestive system, because of the high levels of antioxidants, phytochemicals, and high fiber diet. So think about things. Even if you do have cancer, you can eat a whole food plant-based diet. People have reported that they actually, when they're going through traditional treatments with chemotherapy, they tend to fare better and it seems to work better. Lots of interesting, cool cases there, case reviews and some interesting research. But yes, absolutely. Remember, feed your body well and give it the tools which it can help fight and prevent cancer in the first place. That's the other thing to think about. Next is improved digestive health. So remember, high fiber from plant-based diet really supports digestive function and a lower risk of digestive disorders, including constipation, which seems to be very prevalent, diverticulitis, colorectal cancer. I've even know quite a few people who had inflammatory bowel disease. Once the disease had been calmed down with medications, they started eating a whole food plant-based diet and had quite a bit of resolution of symptoms and in many cases, reversal or remission of inflammatory bowel disease. Now, if you've not eaten a lot of fiber in the past, you might find a few things happening when you start introducing a ton of fiber, especially in the category of beans. So that might make you a little more gassy, might notice you're a little bit of bloating. So what you want to do is cook those foods, process those foods in the sense of blending them, chopping them, steaming them, cooking them. That will help tremendously. And then pull back a little bit on the beans in the interim. Instead of doing like straight up black beans, go maybe start with lentils, right? So a good way to think about this is the longer you have to soak the bean, if you were going to be cooking a dried bean, that's the one you might want to put out and push out and add to your diet a little bit later. Lentils don't require pre-soaking. They're super digestible. That's where I'd start. And start with a very small amount. You might want to start with maybe an eighth of a cup or a quarter of a cup at a time and just go very slow. Give yourself several months to really start building up that fiber count. Next, let's talk about enhanced mental well-being. This was one of the cases that really got my attention when I first learned about a plant-based diet. Was I had a patient, again, mentioned it earlier, I guess I'm going to tell the story, who mentioned she meat and dairy upset her stomach. She came back but brought her daughter with her after 30 days. And her daughter, who was 16, was able to stop on her own two attention deficit disorder medications. She goes, "I feel so good. I didn't think I needed the medication anymore." And when you think about it, this makes a lot of sense. One, this is very anti-inflammatory diet, which inflammation can certainly worsen things like anxiety, depression, and different things. I'll have patients who have had a history of migraines and headaches dramatically improve. And you'll see depression and anxiety improve as well just eating a whole food plant-based diet. I've had patients with schizophrenia who had lessening of hallucinations eating a plant-based diet. And then when they would eat processed foods or ultra-processed foods or eat any animal products, they started having more symptoms. I'm certainly not saying that it's a panacea for any of these things, but it absolutely can help. And in many cases, you can see reduction or elimination of the need for medication. So there's that. Plus, people tend to sleep better, which also helps with stress, which will help with mental health. And so there's a lot of good things. As your health improves, your mental health will improve as well. So again, just think about that. I know it seems overwhelming sometimes to start a plant-based diet. And if you're new to it, you do see the link here. If you're on Instagram, it's in my bio. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, there's a link to the Healing Kitchen that I work with Brittany Giroudi. And we have an amazing live weekly program and workshops anyway. So check it out. It's really affordable and you have access to all the ebooks, all the recordings, all the recipes. I answer all the medical questions. Like tonight we have our a live meeting. It's every Wednesday. So next is lowering blood pressure. Did you know blood pressure is actually the number one cause of death in the world? But it's kind of asymptomatic for the most part. So people don't think about it. They don't get too worked up about it if they're on one or two blood pressure medications, but they absolutely should. blood pressure does all sorts of funky things. It messes with your heart. It messes with your kidneys. It messes with all sorts of stuff. So increases risk of stroke, increases risk of heart attack. So blood pressure is a big one. So when you think about it, the potassium-rich foods from plant-based diets do an amazing thing to help lower blood pressure. Plus, typically you're removing sodium, which is another thing that will increase your blood pressure. I'm also doing, so definitely lowering blood pressure. I've certainly seen it do it very quickly. I had one patient who stopped, I think it was 3 or 4 within 30 days. I actually interviewed her on the podcast. Her name is Rua Kism, and really fun story there. Next is improved cholesterol levels. I kind of hinted to that earlier, right? So I've personally seen anywhere, you know, between 25 to 120 point drop in total cholesterol, triglycerides improving, LDLs improving, inflammatory markers improving. And if someone is on a whole food plant-based diet and really struggling, I actually have a cholesterol lowering protocol. It's a little bit of tweaking, one supplement and the different other foods, and you'll see additional, sometimes in many people, another 25% drop. I had one patient recently who had a 50-point drop in her LDL, and she was doing a very strict whole food plant-based diet. But by adding certain foods, tweaking it, she did amazing. Next is sustainable and environmentally friendly, right? So if we're talking about your health, but we also have to think and remember that we don't live alone. I think humans, we tend to think that we're not part of nature, but we absolutely are. We absolutely require to live in a healthy environment, to live and be the most prosperous in health ourselves. So we have to think about what can we do to take care of our climate and our environment. In a plant-based diet, when you eat lower on the food chain, it just does some amazing thing ecologically. So you're going to require fewer natural resources, you're going to have less pollution, etc. Because animal agriculture is very intensive with resources, water, and other things. So again, just some ideas for you. It's not something that I typically harp on because that can be a turnoff for some people, but it is the truth. So next is longevity. So, you know, when you're adhering to a plant-based diet, you do have an increased life expectancy. When you look at the blue zones, right? So there's areas around the world with the highest concentration of centurions, meaning people who live to be over 100. These are people are eating a plant slant or plant predominant diet, right? They're exercising. They have good social constructs. They have decreased stress. They have all sorts of interesting things that one just build to a wonderful place where they can live and be very fruitful even into older age. So there is that. And so what are those? Again, I'm just going to mention them. Heart health, weight management, diabetes prevention and management, cancer risk reduction, improved digestive health, enhanced mental well-being, lower blood pressure, improved cholesterol levels, sustainable and environmentally friendly, and longevity. Speaking of longevity, I will be doing a longevity levers workshop, meaning what are those things you should be doing to improve your longevity potential. And that will be on March 30th. There will be a link under workshops. So please sign up for our email. I send out weekly newsletters with some tidbits that I hope you find helpful and a plant-based recipe. And most people write back and are very supportive about those things. So we also give you any information about upcoming workshops and things that I'm doing. Yes. And like I said, there's a link to the Healing Kitchen. I really encourage you to check it out. If you're new to the plant-based diet or know someone who would like to, or you're looking for a community that will embrace you for this crazy way of eating that people will describe, you're coming there and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of laugh, which is always amazing. So again, as always, I always want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me today. I so appreciate your time, and I understand that's the one thing that you can give that you can't give back. And so I am sending you love, joy, peace, abundance, and healing, because we all need a little bit more of that in our lives. So thanks.